Makos Perk Base Mishnah Hey 2.5. Umuchuvanos lahen drachim mezulazu. You have to make sure there's direct paths that go from every major city to the Ari Miklat so that a person can get there quickly and easily to protect himself. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, Tachin lacha haderech vishilashta vigomer. You should prepare yourself a way for the accidental murderer to get to the Ari Miklat and divide it up amongst the country, these cities. Now, just to speak out the whole picture here, what happens is if Reuven kills Shimon, so he immediately flees the Ari Miklat to get protection. This is before it's been determined whether or not he's chayev as a mezid or a shugrik or as an ones or one of the middle cases. It doesn't matter. The point is he's going to flee there right away so that he can at least get due process and go through a trial and not be essentially killed by any goel hadam. So what will happen is any death, however intentional or accidental it was, causes the killer to flee now to protect himself in the Ari Miklat, and then the Bezdin of the city where the accident happened, you know, or the murder happened, will then essentially bring him back for trial and then adjudicate and decide, is this killer a mezid and we'll execute him here? Is he a shogeg? He goes into Gullis. Is he an ones or karlo ones and he'll be exempt from going into Gullis? And everything is exempt from all repercussions. So that's what happens next. Now, if the Bezdin paskins, yes, Reuven caused Shimon's death, but it was a shogeg, an accident, and now Reuven has to go into Gullis. So then, says the Mishnah, Umosrin lahen shnei talmidei chachamim. They will ensure, they will hand over, appoint two talmidei chachamim to escort anyone who has been convicted of going to Gullis, so that sheme yehargenu vaderech, lest the Goel Hadam encounters the accidental killer on his way back to the Ir Nidachas, Ir HaMiklat, and the Talmidei Chachamim will try to convince the Dabru Alav, they will speak to the Goel Hadam and try to convince him, or her for that matter, that they shouldn't, you know, perpetuate the cycle of violence, and, you know, they shouldn't Altenheg Barotseach Zek Minhag Shel Shov Chedamim. You don't be a killer like he was a killer. Share Bishkagabo Bum Hamas Liado was an accident in the first place, and like, who's going to help to kill him further? Come on. So they'll try to, the Talmid Chacham will try to reason, or maybe even give Musar to the Goel Hadam in an attempt to protect the accidental killer from retribution. Maybe it'll work, and maybe it won't work. Now, that's the Tanakama Shita. Rabbi Meir Omer, af hu medabra al adei atzmo. Says Rabbi Huda, no, he can do the speaking. The accidental killer himself should speak to the Goel Hadam and try to reason and beg for mercy, whatever the story may be. Shneimar, as the Pasuk says, vezeh devar harotzeach. He makes from a drasha in the Pasuk that it's the devar harotzeach, that the rotzeach should be medabra, the one who speaks. Now, the way we have it in our Mishnah here, it says, af hu medaber, which would mean something like he also can speak. So you'd have Talmidei Chacham speaking and sort of trying to talk down the escalated situation with the Goel Hadam, and also the accidental killer, you know, sort of begging for mercy or pleading or explaining whatever the story is. The Girsa that the Rambam has and the Bar Tanura had does not have the word af in it. So in other words, it's a machlokus. Tanakama holds the one who should do the speaking is specifically the Talmidei Chachamim, and according to Rabbi Meir, the one who should speak is specifically, and like I'll call it only, the killer himself. Okay? At all events, halacha is not like Rabbi Meir, halacha is like Tanakam, which is the Talmidei Chacham are the ones who are doing the talking.